Yeah. Okay. So let's continue. So yesterday I went to say Mahalach and Rashi in Shabbos. Rashi says that the issur to burn Truma Tmeo. Rashi has two lashonos. Where does it come from? The chiyuv to burn Truma Tmeo. The mitzvah. The Rav says Kishem she mitzvah listroif kodshim shenitmul kach mitzvah listroif. So where did that mitzvah come from? So there's two lashonos in Rashi. The first lashon is because it's ikri kodesh. The second lashon is because it's mishum takala. So l'chayot shayishet mishum takala. So why do you have to dafka burn it? So bury it. You have a lot of things that there's a takala. Also the chalov sharnisla is also a takala. So it's enough to bury it. You don't have to burn it. So that was one problem. And then. And Taisa's Akasha, the Maestro, the Mishnah says that it's Minan Nisrofim. The Mishnah says it's more that it's Minan Nisrofim. You're not allowed to bury it. I mean, it's really the same Kasha. So why is it Dafka? It's Akasha Minay Obey. Rab says you have to be served. Why not be covered? And it's Mufush in the Mishnah that you have to be served and not be covered. If it's only Mishnah Takolo, so why not be covered? So I wanted to say that Rashi means also because with that with Siruf, but Rashi says in the Mishnah, Tmura and Nisrofim lay Kavru. So Rashi says, "Duma askechu inish." Maybe somebody will dig it up. So the Kreger says, "What do you mean somebody will dig it up?" The Torah says you have to burn it. So why did it say that? That the Torah says that you have to burn those who serve. The Torah says you have to burn orla kili akerim. That itself is mishum takola. The Torah is machmir in the takola that you have to be mivaret min ha'olam because otherwise someone might dig it up. And that was good for the kapedus Torah. It's like a time of the cup. Mimela. What Rav is saying is that Truma Tmeya, that Truma Tmeya has to be burned to mitzvah l'sarfei mishum takolo. And where is it learned out from? It's not learned out from kodshim. That remains true. It's learned out from kodshim. But by kodshim, but the lima from kodshim is not, by kodshim is also an aspect that it's a ma'isa mitzvah. It's a ma'isa avoda. It's by yoyim b'loy b'layla. It has to be more from kodesh. That you don't have a Truma Tmeya. Truma Tmeya you could burn even at night. So the lima is still because it's ikri kodesh. But the lima from kodshim is not in the ma'isa avoda shabai, but only in the shash takolo shabai. That's why Rashi holds that since it's only mitzad the shash takolo shabai that you have to burn it. So meila, it's not only shreifa, but any ibud min ha'olam, ki mevarit min ha'olam, you give it to a kelev, it's ibud min ha'olam. That's also a kiyum of the din of shreifa. A lot of by kodshim not, because by kodshim you need the ma'isa avoda of shreifa. But by truma, we're only comparing it to kodshim le'inyan the shash takolo shabai. So there, it's enough to do any ma'isa birum in oilam, but you can't bury it because the Torah is makbid on the shash takolo that it's not enough to bury it. Maybe somebody will dig it up, but to give it to a kelev is equivalent. As far as the shash takolo is concerned, it's equivalent to shreifa. That was basically the mahalach yesterday in Rashi. Now Rashi by us says in Amud Beis, where it says Shema Minovi Rabbi Kiva Klas. That you see from Rabbi Kiva, the Cheshem, the Emirishan has to be a dollar, not Tezvav, because Matzino Lavor, Shiav Malacha, and how can you burn it at night? So the Gemara says, Shema Minor Rabbi Kiva, that ain't be your Chometz El Esreifa. Rashi says, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that ain't be your Chometz El Esreifa. And Rashi goes on and he says, Mashayin can according to the Chachomim, you could be Mefar of Ezer L'Ruach. So there's no problem with Tezvav. Tezvav, you could be Mefar of Ezer L'Ruach, or you could give it to a Kelev. But according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't have those eitzes, you have to do havar. So it's meduyik and Rashi that according to Rabbi Akiva, you can't give it to a kelev. According to Rabbi Akiva, you can't give it to a kelev. So the shaila is, why not? Even though Rabbi Akiva holds his din shreifa, like truma tmeil is also din shreifa. And yet Rashi holds, is that chayim's kashi? One of the kashi that chayim asked. Rashi holds it to give it to a behema, it's also like shreifa. Truma Tmei has to be, Truma Tmei is also learned out from Kotchim. How do you know that Chometz is B'Shreifa? Because it's learned out from Kotchim. Truma Tmei is also learned out from Kotchim. That's the memory of Rab. G'shem shem mitzvah lisroif Kotchim shenitmu, kach mitzvah lisroif Truma shenitmu. So the Chayr that didn't Shreifa of Truma Tmei is like the didn't Shreifa of Chometz, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva, that we learn out from Kotchim. And by the didn't Shreifa of Truma, Rashi says it's Lavdafka Shreifa, who hadn't to give it to a Kelev. Also, it's also a kiyum of the mitzvah of Shreifas Truma Tmeo. So why does Rashi over here say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda, you can't give it to a caliph? Why not give it to a caliph? Rashi could have said something else, that according to Rabbi Akiva, you could give it to a Kelet, but not a Yom Tov, because Rachmana Achshav El Melacha. Rachmana Achshav Havara. Yeah, that Rashi could have said, and that would have been, that I would have understood better. But that's not what Rashi is, it's not Mashma, but that's what Rashi is saying. I mean, it's a Doichel Godel, maybe you could say that in Rashi. The Rashi means, according to the Chacham, and become Mefarav Ezer L'Ruach, and give it to a Kelet. According to Rabbi Akiva, you can't give me Mefarav Ezer L'Ruach, because that's not the din of Bir Chometz. And you can't give it to a Kelet, because that's a Havara, you can't do it on Yom Tov. But that's not the simple reading of Rashi. The simple shot of Rashi is that according to Rabbi Akiva, for the same reason, he can't be Mefarav Ezer L'Ruach, because that's not the din. That's not the din Tashbisu. So for the same reason, you can't give it to a Kelet, because that's not the din Tashbisu. We learn that from Nosh, that it has to be, it has to be B'Sreifa. Why does it have to be B'Sreifa? Give it to a Kelet. I can't hear. Yeah. I hear you too much. I hear like with all the echoes. No. Rashi says, according to the Chachamim, you could be Mefar Vezer L'Ruach, give it to a Kelev, that's not a Chil Yom Tov. And it's a Kim of Tashbisu, and it's not a Steer to Yom Tov. Whereas according to Rebbe Akiva, and that's why according to the Chachamim, it could be Tezvav. Because you have a fanim of Tashbisu that are not a steer to Yom Tov. But according to Rabbi Akiva, those are not a fanim of Tashbisu because you have to have Sreifa, not Mefar Vezer L'Ruach, and not giving it to a Kelev. If we're going to force, we could force in Rashi, that Rashi would stun him. He's saying, according to the Chachamim, you could do on Tezvav, you could do Mefar Vezer L'Ruach, because that's not a steer to Tezvav, or you give it to a Kelev, it's not a steer to Tezvav. Because they don't have the Achshava, there's no Achshava according to the Chachamim. There's no particular din of Ibn Min Olam. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva, also Rabbi Yehuda, you can't, Tashbishu is a steer to Tezvav, because Mefar Vezer L'Ruach, maybe you could do it on, maybe you could do Mefar Vezer L'Ruach on Yom Tov, but it's not a Kim of Tashbishu. And giving it to a Kelev, that would be a Kim of Tashbishu, but you can't do it on Yom Tov, because Rachmana Achshav L'Havara. You could. If I had a big enough crowbar, we could wrench that into Rashi. But if I, that's not the simple reading of Rashi, the Pashut Pshat in Rashi, is that Mefar Vezer L'Ruach is like Nesina L'Kelev. And those are a fanim of Tashbisu according to the Chachamim, but they're not a fanim of Tashbisu according to Rabbi Akiva. I mean, I also was playing with this, that maybe this is the Pshat in Rashi. It's like a clever way to learn Rashi. That when Rashi says according to the Chachamim, you can give it to a Kelev and not according to Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't mean because according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not a Kim of Tashbisu. It is a Kim of Tashbisu, but it's a Chil Yom Tov, because Rachmana Achshava. Yeah, but it's too clever by half. It's not the simple reading of Rashi is it goes together with Mefar Vezer L'Ruach. And Rashi would have had to say all of that. What? Yeah, but according to Chachamim, why could you mean Mefar Vezer L'Ruach and give it to a Kelev? Because those are Kimu and Tashbisu, they're not a violation of Yom Tov. And Rashi over here doesn't have the whole thing about Achshava. He doesn't tell me any of that. He says, well, you already know. According to Rabbi Akiva, you don't have to do Sreifa. Sreifa, you can't do Yom Tov. Matina Lavar, Shiyad Malacha. You can't do other Eifanim. According to Chacham, you can do other Eifanim, like from Fire Israel Ruach, giving it to a Kelev. But that person who reads this Rashi, that's the reading of, that's the way Rashi is, sounds like. We're going to have a whole, if we want to make it, we would have to add more Rashi than this. We would have to add like 10 more lines into the Rashi. But that's not the Yashus and Rashi. The Yashus and Rashi, that is what look at the Rashi inside, Roman base. I don't have it in front of me. That'd be something good. I see half the elements I have in front of them either. But if it be Ashbasasa b'chol dover, so why can't it be on Yom Tov? You don't have to do Shreifa, you do a dover acher, yachalen el klovim, or yachalchenu liyam, you do a dover acher, that's not a steer to Yom Tov. But they have to finish off the thought, but according to Rabbi Kiva, you can't do other things than an artist. You can't do other things because you have to do Shreifa dafka. It's a word that giving it to a club, to giving it to a Kelev is something else. It's not a game of Tashbisu, according to Rabbi Akiva. We could force that Rashi means diash basos bechaldovar, then you can give it to a kelev because that's not considered to be a sreifa because you don't have the achshava according to the chachamim. Maybe it's learned a little bit. Why not? Even according to chum, maybe it's your achshava. But since the nogin of sreifa in particular, or even an in particular, there's no achshava malacha. Or you can be mafarvaz early ruach, which. But you could give it to a kelev because that's a kiyum of tashbisu koin to a chachamim, and you could give it to koin to a chachamim, you don't have to have sreifa. So you could give it to a kelev, not a problem. You could be mefar v'zeli ruach, not a problem. Those are kiyum of tashbisu that are not a problem on Yom Tov. And according to me, you can't do that. Why can't you do that? Why can't you be mefar v'zeli ruach? Because that's not called tashbisu. It's not a chil Yom Tov, but it's just not tashbisu. It sounds like in Rashi, in the simil kelev, is the same thing. It's not a steer to Yom Tov, but it's not a kiyum of tashbisu. We could say b'doichik, we could turn it on its head, that it's no. It is a kiyum of tashbisu, because giving it to a kelev is a kind of seif according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it's a ibud minol, it's a bir minol ilum. But since it's a kiyum of tashbisu, so rachmana achshuva lemelocha, so it's not, it's going to be like seif. That's a doichik in Rashi. The pasuk in Rashi, not the way. He said, but why not? Why don't you say rachmana achshuva lemelocha? Why is it different than Truma Tmeya? So the Fila Derech that I'm saying, maybe it's a Mokum to be Mechala. That by Truma Tmeya, where there's no mitzvah in the Torah, it's not a mitzvah to even the Lashon Rav is mitzvah, but there's no mitzvah, I say in the Torah, to burn, to get rid of the Truma Tmeya. It's a Shaila of what's its din. It's also to be an Ephemer, what's its din? What are you supposed to do with it? So the Torah says it's din mishum shash takala. Let me put it backwards. The Torah, it's ikri kodesh. The Torah compares truma tmeya to kotsum shenitmu. But we said when we're explaining the Rashi that it's not nistava that it's mitzad the maisa sreifa, the religious act, the maisa avoid of burning kotsum. Because that's a din by kotsum. We need makom kodesh and b'leib b'layla. The Torah said it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in Torah. By eshti sarif. It's a mitzvah in Torah. It's a religious act. But truma tmeya, there's no mitzvah essay to burn the truma. It's like all other isurei anor. You have to. The Torah prescribed what you do with it. Tukar eish olik again. The Torah said what you do with isurei anor. Or it's a given that you have to. They have dinim. Sometimes they don't have any dinim. Then you just bury them. Sometimes they have dinim that they're b'sreifa. So there's a lim and when it's but it's a din mitzad the takolu shabai. The things, that's where Mazbin the Rashi. When the Torah says that Orla and Kilei Akerem need to have Shreifa, it's not because the Shreifa is a mitzvah saseh, a religious act. It's because the Torah said mitzad the chash takolu, you have to burn it. So he said it's mistaber by Truma Tmeo. It's not a religious act, the burning of Truma Tmeo. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a maise mitzvah. But it's a chash takolu. We learn that because by kotzim also you have the chash takolu, that we also said by kotzim we also have the chash takolu shabai. And that's what we learn out the Truma Tmeo. Now, Sheikhi by Chometz, first of all, it is a religious act. It's a mitzvah's essay to do Tashbisu. And moreover, according to Rashi, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is Kaidim Zmani Surai. You don't have to have, there is no Takala right now. It's Kaidim Chatzais. And if you just want to get rid of the, if you just wanted to get rid of the Takala by Chometz, there's a simple answer. Give it away to a guy. Be mafgir it. Throw it out in the street. You won't be over by your own matzah. But you're not mekayim tashbisu. B'shosh shishis, you have to be mekayim. You can make it into an oitzer. Oitzer. Rashes, you can't do that lechatchila toich lamed because lechatchila leizehu biuray. You get rid of. You take achshash takola. You get rid of. I'm not over by your own matzah. It's not matzah to me anymore. I got rid of the takola. But so why can't I do it? Rashi says because lechatchila leizehu biuray. We had the Rashi in the Psukim that. Do a bit of the lev, you're also not going to be over anything. But the ikir mitzvosa is to do sreifa. That ikir mitzvosa is a religious act that b'shosh shishis kaidim that it's nesar, and you have many ways to get rid of the takola. Again, you could just be mafkirit and get rid of the takola. You could even be mavatul b'lev and get rid of the takola. You could be mafar b'zalei ruach and get rid of the takola. The Torah said you have to do sreifa. There it's taka maisa mitzvah. Lufi Rashi, it's a maisa mitzvah. So it's a maisa mitzvah that I'm learning out from Kotshim. So then I talk to you need a maisa sreif. And they're giving to a kelev is not going to be good. Good. It may be just as good mitzvah of shash takola. But there's many ways to get rid of the takola. It's not yet even a takola. It's kadim chatzais. All the times with Torah's makbid, they have to get rid of a takola. It's after it was already nesa. Maybe you have something that wasn't yet nesa. And this Torah said there's a mitzvah tashbisu. And yet, mitzvah the takala shabbat, give it to a guy. But that's not a kiyum of mitzvah tashbisa. That's a maisa mitzvah. A maisa mitzvah, and we learn out that it has to be, that we learn out from kachim, from the maisa mitzvah sreifa, and then it's going to be the sreifa dafka, not with the achilu lekela. That would be in my house. So I want to be maisa now. Yeah. I can't hear. It's very bad, the acoustics in here.
What?
The acoustics in here are very difficult.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's very, it's rochik. I know the Rosh Hashanah. It's rochik, the Rosh Hashanah. You need dafka etzim, because my kutzim is you need dafka etzim. Yeah, well, certainly you're still with this. You're right, that's true. It would be a chizik to this. The Rosh Hashanah says, just like by kutzim is a dinner, it has to be the etzim. So, Mesalay Motza etzim. The Rosh Hashanah wants to say you have to burn a dafka with etzim. You can't just burn it with something else, with propane or something. Yeah, that's very big chiddush. Yeah, that would certainly indicate this. Okay. L'maisa, achakol advar me'ela. Achakol advar me'ela. If you look back, if we look at Rashi and Shabbos that we started with, the Rashi, the Lishna Bas and Rashi, when we grappled with this yesterday, the pastus, the lashon of Rashi, v'oyed bishum takola. It's mashal that Lishna Bas of takola is not going that it's learned out from Kodesh at all. If you mind mahalach, the v'oyed bishum takola is part of the limud from Kodeshim. It's ikri Kodesh. But what we learn out from Kodeshim is not the Maisa mitzvah of Strefa, but only what the Torah is machmir in the Shash Takola of Kodeshim, that it's not enough to bury it. The Torah is machmir in the Ibiyam in the Oilam. Then it's learned out from Kodesh. It's Nikri Kodesh to get in. The simple Lashon of Rashi, the Oid Mishum Takola, is machmir at the end of the day, that it's only Mishum Takola. And it's not because it's Nikri Kodesh. Yeah. So I said yesterday, the Maisa Tais didn't have that in Rashi. Tais didn't have the Lishna Kama in Rashi. That the whole Ikri Kodesh V'oid, Tais wasn't going to that in Rashi. Maybe it's Hagah. But the Maisa, the way we have the Rashi Al Kaponim, V'oid Mishum Takol is Mashum Mishum Takol V'sulim Bidin. But that's very fair. If it's only Mishum Takol and it's not learned out from Kodesh, so why does it have to be Sreifa? Vosu B'chol is also Takol and it doesn't have to be Sreifa. Shor Niskel is also Takol, it doesn't have to be Sreifa. That's why we have a whole class of Nikbarim. And then we have the Rashi in, yeah, well, start there. And the Mishnah says that Truma Tmei is B'Sreifa, not B'Kfur. The Mishnah says in Tmura that Truma Tmei is Menan Esrofim, and Esrofim lo Yikopim. So, Demis is a Rashi in Tmura. Share Rashi. And the Mishnah Tmura that says that Truma Tmeya is B'Sreifa. So Rashi says, I don't have it in front of me. I guess I could get it up here. Hold on a second. But for those who are on the Zoom, I'll put it on the screen for you. So Rashi says, Truma Tmeo, the second of the medium-sized lines, the bottom of the Megillah Mabez, Truma Tmeo, look, Rashi, it's the Mishnah's list of Hanasrofim, Truma Tmeo. Says Rashi, Nami Tisorof, it's also B'Sreifa, B'Bamem Adlikin Mefarish Taima, and the Gemara B'Bamem Adlikin explains why, or where, time of hearing means where, what's the source that Truma Tmei is B'Sreifa? What's this little chofei? My Gemara didn't have this little chofei. What did they invent over here? Muteres Bahana Amina Nami Hosam Uperakol Shah. Okay, now Mefarish Taimu. I have Dimuteres Bahana, and here in the Izvahadar they have Psagirsa and the Rashi. And where did it go? Umuteres Bahana. It's two good sources in the Rashi here. The way it says by us in Rashi, it says in Bahman Balikin of the timer that it's Bisrefa. Dimuteres Bahana. It's mutter and I had to translate did. Dimuteris bahana, that's like ki. Ki muteris bahana. Darmina nami hosom, ube perakol shah, because the Gemara says there in Bamei Madlikin, and also you have in perakol shah, lechotehe, lechon nitna lasika tachas tafshilcha. So the Rashi is sosom. He's explaining why it's bestrayful. So Rashi says, it's Gemara Bamei Madlikin, where do we know that it's bestrayful? And then he says, because it's mutter bahana. What's one thing after the other? It's b'sreifa because it's mutter bahana. It's mutter bahana, but nonetheless it's b'sreifa. It's not mutter bahana because it's not mutter bahana because it's b'sreifa. It's not b'sreifa because it's mutter bahana. So I see this. I don't have this in my old fashioned. When I was a chassan, they didn't have these words. My chassan shas didn't have this, but here on the side they have another a shini loshen umuteres bahana, and it's mutter bahana. It was two things. A, it's b'sreifa. You have a farish time over there in Bamei Madlikin. And it's also mutter b'ano. It's also shver. Who asked Rashi if it's mutter b'ano or not? What's in the get of shot in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says it's a minan nisrofim Bamei Madlikin. A farish time. You're telling me interesting things. It's mutter b'ano. What does that have to do with shot in the Mishnah? So I think Pshat in this Rashi, at least I want to suggest Pshat in this Rashi. There's Agoy Sagor that also I don't have at home. Somebody told me there's Agoy Sagor in the Izvahod Gemara in the back on this Rashi. Anybody find that? Anybody have the Lushan? What? Okay. My Gemara didn't have it. So I don't know exactly. I think it's along these lines. If somebody could find it and maybe take a picture of it, it'd be good. But so right now I don't guarantee the Haggai Sago what it says and if this is could be read into it or not. But in the Rashi itself, I want to say like this. What's the difference in halacha between the Nisrofim and the Nikbar? I mean, besides the fact that Nisrofim, well, the Mishnah says that Nisrofim lo yikavu, va Nikbarim lo yisrofim. Why is it that Hanisrofim lo yikavu? Because, no, it's the other way around. Why is it that a nikbarim lo yisrofim? There's two things. The Mishnah says both ways. So why is this a nisrofim lo yikavru? That's a machlekes Rashi and Rabbi Kreger we talked about yesterday. Rabbi Kreger says, because it says in Torah you have to burn it. What do you mean? Of course, a nisrofim lo yikavru. Rashi says, no, adum askechu in it. But the Mishnah also says the other way around. A nikbarim lo yisrofim. Why is that? Wouldn't it be better? A nikbarim. Why not do even more mahudra? I'll do shreifa. It'll be ma'abit min ha'ilam. So that the Gemara says. And the Gemara explains that anisrofim, hanikbarim lo yisarfu, because by nikbarim, the ashes are usr. The ashes of Yisroyana don't stop being usr b'hana. Nisrofim is a special din because it's b'shreifa, the ashes become mutter. The Gemara is explaining why. What's the mechanism of that exactly? Taisu over there says it's because it's nasim mitzvosim. It borrows a lashon from meila. It's nasim mitzvosim. That itself means a hezbollah. What does that have to do with nasim? By meila, nasim mitzvosim is the longer kodesh Hashem. Over here, it's Yisur Yano. What does it matter that it's nasim mitzvosim? So I did what I'm supposed to do. L'chora, there's some kind of sorvia. Since the Torah says that this is the remedy, b'shreifa, so that itself tells me that the remedy takes off the yisur. If the shreifa didn't take off the isser, then what sense would it make for the Torah to say that it's b'shreifa? The Torah says that it's also b'hanah, and the Torah says the remedy is b'shreifa, and the remedy takes off the isser. That's not, with that it's nishlam, the isser hanah. But that's only true by nisrofim, where the Torah prescribes that that's the refuah. But by Nikbarim, the Torah doesn't say that. It's by Nikbarim, the Efer bleibt, the Efer remains also. So, and therefore, Nikbarim lo yisarfu, because if you're going to take Nikbarim, basu b'cholav or something, you're going to burn it, what are you going to be left with? Vaitir, morisir hana. I had a basu b'cholav sandwich, I had a cheeseburger, at least I saw that it's a cheeseburger. People see it's a cheeseburger, they're not going to eat it. Now you're going to turn it into ashes. People don't know those are cheeseburger ashes. You made things worse. But they still also b'hana. So therefore, Nikbarim lo yisarfu. So the Rashi is saying like this. The Torah says that Truma Tmeya, you're allowed to be nene from it when it's burning. Why are you allowed to be nene from it while it's burning? So, you could have said, you're allowed to be nene from it while it's burning, because that's, the Torah says that you're allowed. It's not osir bahano for that hano being nene while it's burning. That's the prescribed thing you're supposed to do. Right? You're not allowed to do other things like Truma Tmeya. You're allowed to eat it. Are you not allowed to be, I don't know, you're not allowed to do other handos with Truma? Torah says it's only Achila and Sicha. Right? Truma Torah. Suppose it's only Nitun Achila and Sicha. You can't, I don't know, what would be another handos? You can do it. Whatever it is. But it's Haroi L'Achila is B'Achila, Haroi L'Sicha is B'Sicha. You do the wrong thing. You're not doing the din of the Truma. But it's not also B'Hano. So I could have said, that maybe Truma Tmeya is the same thing. Truma Tmeya, it's Osir Bashar Hanois. But it's not Osir, and it's also Bachilo because it's Truma Tmeya, but it's not Osir in the Isir of Hesed, in the Hano of Hesed. But I think Rashi learned not that way. Rashi learned that Truma Tmeya is Osir Bahano. And the reason why you're allowed to be Nen of Shas Hesek is because the Hesek is Matter the Isir Hano. The hesek, the burning, takes off the iser hana. Mimeli, you're allowed to be nene b'shas hesek. Right, so that is a very big chiddush. Because normally, even though we say that anikborim, that in the srafim, the iser hana goes away with the srefa, that's only after, that's the tesis by us, them is the bottom tesis, that the tesis that we're busy with. The tesis says only after it's gecholim. But you can't be nene at the beginning of the shayf. You can only be nene after it turns into gecholim. By regular Yisraelo, Chomis, let's say. After it turns into gecholim, you can be nene. But Taisus in Minatoro, you can even be masik b'tana v'kirayim. That means you could burn up the chomets and get the oven hot, and then you could put the stuff in the oven and cook it in the heat. But that's heat that remains after the chomets is already burnt up. Right. That's, we know that's how it works. When it had to be masikatana, you say what they would put wood in it, but they wouldn't cook on top of the wood. The wood would get it all hot, and then you would cook in the oven, the empty oven or on top of the ashes. But you can't take chametz and be nene, even if chametz is the gecholim amutter, the point of Yehuda at least, the gecholim amutter by chametz, you take a chametz and be masikatachas tafshilon. That's the Dovah Poshet. You can't take it and be masikatachas tafshilon. So it's very shvet to say that that's how it works by Truma Tmeya. It's really an Isra No, but the Shreifa takes off the Isra No. Yeah, Nechrami. But I think that that's what Rashi learned. Nonetheless, I think that's the Pshat in this Rashi. Maybe it's Xeris HaKos over here. Here the Torah says that the Isra No is Poka with the Tchilis HaHes. Doesn't have to wait till it becomes Gecholim. The Isra No is Poka with the Tchilis HaHes. That's the Chiddush of Lachot Tehei. But it's a taking off of the Isra No. And I could be that Rashi not a yochid in this idea. Taisus by us is busy with the issue. It's busy with the issue. Why are you not allowed to burn Truma Tmeya on Yom Tov? It's Eichel Nefesh. It's Mutal Asikah Tachas Tavshila. Taisus by us talks about it, right? That's one of the issues in the Taisus. Spending a lot of time all around the Taisus and its gravitational, but Taisus discusses Beferish. No, Taisus doesn't talk about Beferish. He talks about Taisus and Mevav talks about it. Yeah, Taisus talks about Nedarim and Nedavos, but in that Mevav he talks about Nedarim and Nedavos, and he talks about this issue. Truma Tmeya, why can't you burn? Ain sarfin shem and sreifa biyomtov. Ain madlikin b'shem and sreifa. The Mishnah Madlikin, we mentioned the other day. Why not? It's Sechel Nefesh. So Rashi has a whole fancy thing. The Torah said that being ma'abed in the olam is a melacha. Regardless, it doesn't have the heter of Sechel Nefesh. That Rashi in Beis Chof Zayin. Very fancy Rashi. But Tosis and Daf Mevav also discusses it. Why is it Sechel Nefesh? Truma Tmeya is Shechotei Lasika Tachas Tavshili. So why can't you burn it on Yom Tov? So Tosis says B'Shem Nerivah that Truma Tmeya, you see that it's Osir B'Shar Hanois. So that is mutter lasik etachas tavshiloi. It's because atayr lo yekbido im yenem imena b'shas seifa. Lakach enei doichi yom tov. Rivah says, really it's also b'hanot truma tmeya. B'shar hanois, you see other hanois are also. That's him, it's also b'hanot. So it's not that it's mutter lasik etachas tavshiloi. It's not that the hanot of lasik etachas tavshiloi is mutter. It's that the Torah wasn't makbid if you'll be masik etachas tavshilo. It's not mutter b'hano. The Torah is not makbid on it. Since the Torah not, so that doesn't rise to the level of being eichel nefesh. So b'pshutei, it's sisrei Torah. What does that mean? If the Torah is not makbid on it, but I'm doing it for eichel nefesh. What does this mean exactly? It's not mutter b'hano, just the Torah allows you to do it. No, first the Torah allows you to do it, then it's mutter b'hano. What does that even mean? Other isur, no, you can't, other hanos you can't have. But this hanos I can have. What's the difference between saying it's mutter b'hano of hesed and saying, well, the Torah is not makbid if you'll have b'hano of hesed? Isn't that the same thing? Everything that's mutter is because the Torah is not makbid on it. What do the words even mean? And also, how does it impinge on eichel nefesh? What's the difference? The Torah said it's mutter b'hano or the Torah is not makbid on b'hano. Either way, it's eichel nefesh. Very shver yivah. What does the Rebbe B'chal want? L'chayr the Rebbe means something al derech zeh. The etzem truma tmei is also b'hano. When it's going up in smoke, then the Isser Hano is Poka, that you could already be Nene B'Shas Hesek. Normally, you have to wait till after the Hesek, till it's a Gacheles. Here, the Torah said you don't have to wait. Since it's already going up in smoke, the Isser Hano is Poka, already B'Shas Hesek, that you could be Nene. That's what means the Torah wasn't Makbid. The Torah wasn't Makbid means the Truma Tmei Be'etzem is also in all Hanois. While it's being burned, so that it's like it has a din of nisrofim, but here it's even more than nisrofim. Regular nisrofim is only after it's a gachelis. Here the Torah wasn't makbid. The Torah said you could be nene while it's becoming a heter, while it's being transformed into gachelis, and the isra is being poka, so you could already be nene. You could already be nene b'shas mais. You could be makdim a little bit. You don't have to wait till it's already a gachelis. While it's being transformed into gachelis, you could be nene. But it's because it's not a heter. It's not that it's mutter b'hano. It's otzer b'hano until you start to burn it. When you start to burn it and it starts to be nasim mitzvosoi, then already you're allowed to be nene. So mimele, as far as echel nefesh is concerned, echel nefesh, it's not echel nefesh. If it's otzer b'hano and you have to wait until it's nasim mitzvosoi and it's an otz poker, and then you're allowed to be nene, and that's the way it works in the hesed. So then that means the truma tmeya per se, you can't say, well, I'm taking the truma tmeya and I'm burning it for echel nefesh. Before I start to burn it, it's also b'hano. Something that's also b'hano, I can't use it for echel nefesh. So I have to burn it l'shem mitzvah shreifa. Once I'm burning l'shem mitzvah shreifa, then the shana is poka. Once the shana is poka, then I could be nene. I think that's very similar to what Rashi will be saying over here in Tur. So really, if Rashi in Tur like this, that it says in Torah that shechotei lasika tachas tavshilcha, that the truma tmei is mutter b'hano while you're burning it. The Rashi said, therefore, its din is b'sreifa and not b'kvura. And he would say it in two nusachs. The soft nusach is, therefore, why would I bear, why, the difference in the soft and ikbarim, the halacha, is that on the soft lo yikobu, and on ikbarim lo yisofu. That the ikbarim, you're not allowed to burn. Because if you burn them, the eifu will be osir, so it's worse. You're making it worse. You have to bury it. Burning nikbarim makes things worse because the afer is also. But by truma tmeya, burning it makes it better because when you burn it, the ashes become mutter. And how do I know that the ashes become mutter? Because the Torah said the chatei took lasik etachas tavshilcha. So the Torah said that the sreifa takes off the isra hanah. If the Torah said that the sreifa takes off the isra hanah, then that's the equivalent of nisrofim. That burning it takes off the Isra Hanah, so you're allowed to burn it. Nikbarim, you're not allowed to burn it, because burning it doesn't take off the Isra Hanah. Nisrafim, you're allowed to burn it, and once you're allowed to burn it, that's the best thing to do, because if burying it is the second best. That's number one. And then I think you say even stronger. from the fact that the burning, it takes off the Isra Hanoah, it's a raya that it din is dafka to burn. Because in order for the burning to take off the Isra Hanoah, it has to be nasa mitzvosoi. That has to be its din. If Truma Tumeya's din was not the Shreifa, then the Shreifa wouldn't be matered by Hanoah. So even without going into the Takola and the very fact that if you learn that you're allowed to be Nene from it, because it's not also to be Nene, you're allowed to be Nene in the Hesek, because that's just what the Truma is given for. It's you're allowed to be Nene. So then it doesn't tell me anything about that. It's din is dafka to right? If you're not like Rashi, if you learned, keep shutoy. You know why you're being Nene? You're allowed to be Nene when you put it under your stove, because that's what it's for. Or that's a permissible use. That doesn't tell me that that's the only thing that's what you have to do with the that's what you have to do with it. It's a permissible use. But hayoyis that Rashi learning like the Riba, that be'etzem truma tmei is also bano. But the Torah said that you're allowed to be nene when you master ketachas tavshiloi because the hesek takes off the iser. If the hesek takes off the iser, then you see that this is an iser no, that whose din is b'shreifa. Because that's always the way it works. The things that their din is b'shreifa, the shreifa, the iser hano is the din of the iser hano is b'shreifa, then the shreifa takes off the iser hano. And if the Torah said that the truma tmeya, the hesek of the truma tmeya takes off the iser, then that's a raya that itself is a raya that it's din is b'shreif. And mele is lo yikovo because it's din is b'shreif. I think that's the pshat in this Rashi in Temur. So l'fi zeh, I think we have a new pshat in Rashi in Shabbos in Lishna Basra. Rashi says in Lishna Basra, why is truma tmei b'shreif? Says Rashi, because mishum takolo. You have to burn it, Mishum Takola. So Taisa says, yes. Okay, Mishum Takola. Very nice. So bury it. Why is it Dafka B'Sreifa? The Mishnah says it's Dafka B'Sreifa. Rav says that it's Dafka B'Sreifa. Where'd that come from? The answer is, that's the Hemshech of Rav. It's a Nupshat. The Lishna Bas is saying a Nupshat in Rav. What did Rav say? Rav said, Hashem, Shem Mitzvah, Lisreif, Kach Mitzvah, Lisreif, Truma Shenitna, Truma Shenitma, it's a Mitzvah to be served, Truma Shenitma. And then I forgot exactly the lesson. Ubishas hesek tehenem imenu. Dichsev lechol teheshet lehasik etachas tavshulcha. So the hemshech of Rav is that it's mutter bishas hesek. I think the lishtem, according to Rashi and Me'ilah, that's the nesinis tam. That's the Rashi over here says in Me'ilah, that by memadlikin mefarish taimu. Where's the mefarish taimu? Yes, you could say the mefarish taimu is kishem in the comparison to chashim. But I want to suggest in the Lishna Basra that the Nesinas Tam is, this is the Nesinas Tam. Rav says, the mitzvah is to be sorry of Truma Tmeya. And how do I know? Because you're allowed to be Nene B'Shas Hesek. And if you're allowed to be Nene B'Shas Hesek, you see the Hesek takes off the Yisra Anor. If the Hesek takes off the Yisra Anor, then it's Menen Yisra from that Menen Yisra. That's a rye that has been his B'Shreif and not before. Lefidus Mahalach, it comes out that Lefidus Lishna Basan Rashi, it's not learned out from Kotzen Tmeim at all. Rav said, Kishem, there's a din Shreifa here too. There's a din Kotzen Tmeim that they have to do with Shreifa. And there's in Tumas with Shreifa. They're not learned that one from the other, like the Pashas and Lishna Basan. V'oid Mishum Takola. It's a new din Tumas Tmeim. It's not learned out from Kotzen. You have to get rid of Mishum Takola. Like all these Surinam, Mishum Takola, you have to get rid of it. But why Dafka B'Shreifa? That's the Hemshech HaRav. Because you see the difference between the Nisraf and the Nikbarim, what determines which things are Nisraf and which things are Nikbarim is what's dispositive is what's the din of the ashes. If the ashes are mutter, then you have to burn it. If the ashes are usher, then you have to bury it. Well, what's the din of Tumat Tmeya? Zot Rav, the Torah says, Shachat Tahil, Asika Tachas Tavshicha. The Torah says that the burning, it takes off the Yisra'na. Well, if the burning, it takes off the Yisra'na, then it's din is Dafka B'Shreif. Again, with the two explanations. First of all, just Balabatish. Because if the burning takes off the Yisra'na, then why bury it till Ma'ashkechul Linish? It's better to burn it. And number two, the very fact that the burning takes off the Yisra Hanoah is a raya that the din is to burn it, because that's why it's called Nasa Mitzvasa. L'fi that, so then it comes out, the Filish, the Basa and Rashi, then it's not, then I understand very, the Rashi, but also be on the base, that by Chometz, you could give, you're not allowed to give it to a Caliph. Chometz was straight for Dafi, you're not allowed to give it to a Caliph. That's Poshet. Chometz is yes learned that. Chometz really is learned that from Kotshim. But the Rashi but Lishna Basra says Truma is not learned that from Kotshim at all. It's only Mishum Takola. Just how do we know that you're allowed to? I don't know that the din is b'sreifa. So the Torah says that from the fact that it says shulchot el asikas tachas tashulcha, that the sreifa takes off this or not. I'm not even sure. I'm not sure if you can give it to her. Well, you know, maybe let me say it in a different order a little bit. I think that's the pshat in Lishna Basu. Lishna Basu is learning Kipshutai. I certainly think that's the pshat in Rashi in the Ila. Given that that's the pshat in Rashi and the Ila, I think that stems very well with Rashi and Lishna Basu. The limud that Shumat Tumei is b'sreifa is not from Kotchim at all. It's just Mishum Takola. And how do we know that it's b'sreifa? From the fact that it's Mutter Behesik. Like the Riva in Daf Memvo. But I think that Rashi then does not stim with the Rashi in Beitza that says that you could give it to a Kelev but not a Yomtiv because Rachmana Achshuva Lahavara Dixiv Ba'esh Tisar. That whole Asbara is assuming that giving it to a Kelev is a Maisa Sreifa or it's like a Maisa Ibud Min Olam. And it goes under the heading of Rashi says it goes under Ba'esh Tisar. That giving it to a kelim goes under the heading of Ba'esh Tisarif, so Rachmana Achshuva L'Malach, Rachmana Achshuva L'Sreifa. Ba'esh Tisarif is a posse by Kotshim. A lot of the whole thrust of the Rashi and Beitza is that we learn out from Kotshim, and giving it to a kelim is part of what we learn out from Kotshim, and mainly Rachmana Achshuva, because it says Ba'esh Tisarif. I think the Rashi and Beitza is like the Lishna Kama, that it's learned out from Kotshim. And if it's learned out from Kotshim, how can you learn out to see Achilu L'Kelev? So that's Taki yesterday's Mahalach. That the lima from Kotshim is only in the chash with the Torah is makbid in the Mishum Takola, not in the Maisa Avoid of Kotshim. I think in the Chami, that's the Mahalach over there. And that's why you can learn that Tachilu L'Kelev too, but not on Yom Tov and so on and so forth. I think the Rashi in Shabbos and the Lishna Basra saying that it's only Mishum Takola, it's nothing to do with Kotshim. So there's no Rechman Achshuva L'Malacha B'Chav. And it could be you can't give it to a Kelev. If it's just a svar that the Torah says, L'chotah She'ei L'Klasika Tachas Tav Shulcha, that has a din straight that takes off this or not, maybe giving it to a Kelev doesn't do that. I don't know. Maybe yeah, maybe not. I'm not sure. I don't have a gilui. Why can't you give it? And if you could give it to a Kelev, I don't know. If you could give it to a Kelev, so why not do it on Yom Tov? So Rashi didn't bait to this fancy thing, Rechman Achshuva L'Malacha. But Rashi and Shabbos, and Lishna Basra is not going to have that. I'm just tying up some threads. But the answer is Rashi in Shabbos learns that the reason why he can't burn Truma Tmei on Yom Tov, he doesn't say this fancy thing about Rechman Achshuva L'Malacha. Rashi in Shabbos at the top of the Omud, during Chafei Manal, at the top of the Omud, it's going in the Mishnah, Ein Sarf and Shem and Sreifa B'Yom Tov. So Rashi there says, because since you can't burn Kodshim Tmei on Yom Tov, because that's not Eichel Nefesh, so they made a light plug that Truma Tmei you also can't burn on Yom Tov. A whole different Mahalach. Without the Rechmana Achshuva L'Malacha. Yeah. It sounds like Gzer. It's like Layotza Mechal. Chari means Gzer. Kotshim Tmeyim is not a Echel Nefesh. So Tumat Tmeyim, they put it into the same. Yeah, I think it goes together. The Mishna Basra Rashi can't hold from this whole Rechmana Achshuva L'Malacha and so on and so forth. Yeah. Taisus and Chafei and Shabbos Chafei, who says, like the list, yeah, right. Taisus and Yenachram, it's not like Taisus, yeah. Taisus asked Rashi for Mishnah with Rashi. Taisus understood Rashi that Mishum Takola, and you can give it to a Caliph too. That's why Taisus understood Rashi that the Rashi is Shtim. That Rashi says, who says you could give it to a Kelev is because it's only Mishum Takola. And by the same token, you could bury it, and it's against the Mishnah. Fine. So Tosfos could say Rashi is against the Mishnah, but we can't say Rashi is against the Mishnah. We have to have a Mahalach and Rashi. So I'm a Supik. The way I'm saying now in the Lishna Basra comes out that really Truma Tmei is also Bahana. There's a Gzeres HaKosuv. That is, since it's mutter b'shas hesek, the Gzeres HaKosuv tells me that the sreifa takes off the isra. Would being ma'abed it min ha'olam in some other way also take off the isra? Like if I give it to a kelim, so I'm not sure. Maybe we could say that also takes off the isra. Any ibud min ha'olam takes off the isra. That's the gilul here. Any ibud min ha'olam takes off the isra, or maybe not. Maybe it's only the sreifa. I don't have a chah. I have a Rashi, you can give it to a behema, but that those Rashis along with the Beis Tisorah, the Rechman Achshava, those Rashis are Lishna Kamadik Rashis. What this Rashi holds, I don't know. Could very well be not. Right, but Rashi and Lishna Kama also said that it's... Yeah, but Rashi and Beitza says anyone going to have to say it. I mean, Rashi and Beitza says you could give it to a behemoth. The Mishnah said Truma Tvei is B'Sreifa. So they'll say, no, it means Ibn Min Ha'olam. That's the Lashon of Rashi. Bir Min Ha'olam, Rachmana Achshav L'Sreifa. There is one version of Rashi that certainly has to say that. So I know it in the Shabbat. But in Chaname, I would say it's very likely very likely not. But you can't give it to a caliph. Yeah, but fact also, because if the reason why you can't burn Truma Tmei is a loy pluk from Kutchum, it's hard to believe that giving it to a caliph is also a loy pluk from Kutchum. Kutchum Stam, there's no such thing as giving it to a caliph. So there, the loy pluk is not going to help. A Kutchum Stam is that you can't give it to a caliph because it's also banah. Right, so maybe it's more mistaber in the Cheshvan. Since Rashi and Lishna Basra, who says it's just a Mishum Takala, so why not do it on Yom Tov? So why can't you do it on Yom Tov Zeichel Nefesh? It's a light plug from Kutchum, but the light plug doesn't extend to a Caliph. It must be that even a weekday you can't give it to a Caliph, because also by Noah. The Torah said that Shreifa takes off this, not Nesidah L'Kelev. Okay, a lot of this is dotting, like I said before, just dotting the I's to wrap up all of the strings. The main thing that I want to bring out, it comes out that we have, broadly speaking, we have two Mahakam in Truma. I know, I feel a little bit guilty. It's the whole thing is very much a sugya. It's not our sugya, but it keeps touching on our sugya. So, lemaisa, it comes out we have, and also, it's interesting. It comes out that in the Rashi, the Lishna Kama, Lishna Basra Rashi, we have two mahalchim, besides places, we have two mahalchim in understanding Truma Tmei. Mahalach number one, the Lishna Kama of Rashi, is that it's learned as Zikri Kaidish. The Din Shreifa by Truma is learned out from Kaidish. And nonetheless, Rashi says that Rashi's in Beitzah, they can give it to a caliph. And Rachman Achshav al-Sreifa, it all goes under the heading of Be'esh Tisarf, the Pasuk by Kutchum. So that, I think, I have to go with something like yesterday's Mahal. That the limud from Kutchum is that it's B'Sreifa, but the Din Sreifa itself is a Chash Takal of the Kiddin. The Din Sreifa that I learned out from Kutchum is not the Maisa Avoida of Sreifa. But it's the Chash Takal of Sreifa. It's the Sreifa Mishum Yisra HaNoshavai. That by Kutchum you take off this Rano with Sreifa, so by Truma Tmeya, the way you take off this Rano is through Sreifa, and that means the Torah is makbid to be mevarit min ha'olam. The Torah says this is an Isra'el that's so chomer that we don't want you to just bury it. We want you to be ma'abid min ha'olam. And once you do that, the Isra'el will be pukkah. So that's Sreifa, but Nisim al-Kalev is also Sreifa, and that's Achshavah, the Torah is Machshavah as a kind of Sreifa. That goes under the heading of Be'esh Tisar. That's the Mahalach of Lishna Kama Rashi. And then the Lishna Basra Rashi is Va'ayit Mishum Takala. That has nothing to do with Kutchum. It's just Mishum Takala. I have to just Mishum Takala, so why the Sreifa Dafka? So that's the Rashi in Tmura, that the Din Sreifa of Truma Tmei is learned out from the fact that you could be Masik Itachas Tavshila. That's a Raya that the Hesek takes off the Yisra Hanoah. That means it's Minan Nisrofim. That's the definition of being Minan Nisrofim, that the Sreifa takes off the Yisra Hanoah. And I think that's the Pshat in the Ribon, Daphne above. About why you're allowed to burn Truma Tmei. Okay, so now let me just talk about the Rivah just for a minute. Just a little, this I'm not spending time on it. I just want to mention, just we should finish the Tosis. So Tosis Nachman Bov asks, why, Rashi's question of Beitza, why can't you burn Truma Tmei on Yom Tov? You could be an enemy. Why isn't that a Tachon? So we know Rashi and Beitza, this mysterious word, Rachman Achshav al Malacha. The Torah considers it to be a Malacha, not a Eichel Nefesh. So the Torah considers it to be a Malacha Gemura, not a Malacha Eichel Nefesh, says Beish Tisarif. Somehow that's an indication. And even to give it a Kelev is the same thing, after Rashi and Tur. But Tosfos nowhere goes like that. Tosfos doesn't have that notion at all. The Tosfos is bothered, so it's a Malacha Eichel Nefesh, so why can't you burn it on Yom Tov? Giving it to a caliph, Tais not bothered by it. Tais says you can never give Truma Tmei to a caliph. The Torah wasn't matter that. Doesn't have this notion that you can give it to a caliph. But why not burn it? Tachas tafshilo, ein l'chaychal nefesh, gadol mizeh. So the Riva answers what I told you before. The Riva says that really it's also manah. Just the Torah wasn't makvid b'shas treifli, you should be nene. So that's not called l'chaychal nefesh. So I told you, I just told you now, I think a hesber in the Riva, that really it's also manah. The hesek takes off the isar no. And even though normally the hesek only takes off the isar no when it finishes burning, here the Torah wasn't makvid and the isar no is poka even in the process of burning. It could be nene even in the process of burning. You don't have to wait till it's finished. But it's only because the burning takes off the isra'no. But lechatchila to go and burn it, that's not shaykh. You can't take an isra'no and be nene from and set out to be nene from it for the sake of oichel nefesh. You're burning it for mitzvah yibud, for mitzvah biur. Once you're doing mitzvah biur, so it's nasim, it's vosoy, and then the isra'no is poka, and then you can be nene too. So that's not called Echel Nefesh. The Riva compares it to Nedarim and Nedavos. Nedarim and Nedavos, that's all sugyum. But Nedarim and Nedavos are Laman Dorma, it's Laman Dorma that they're not Karav and Yom Tov. Why aren't they Karav and Yom Tov? Echel Nefesh, I'm going to eat the Basar. Shlomim, I'll eat the Basar. Says the Riva, the answer is because the Iker is the Avodah. The Iker is the Avodah. Afterwards, Kainim Yishulkum Gavaya Kazachim. So that's analogous to what he's saying over here, What's the lesson of Tais over there? Ikar shchita l'tzayach. Ikar l'gavaya. V'kayhanem yishukim gavaya kazoch. The Ri is Chaylik. The Ri holds that you could be, that it's only, you could be served through Mitzmei and Yom Tov. It is Eichel Nefesh. And it's just Drabbonim, Otu Kotshu. Similar to the Rashi and Shabbos on the top, Otu Kotshu. Taisus in Beitzach of Zion. Also asked the question, why can't you burn Truma Tumei and Yom Tov? L'chatchila, he says from the Ri, because Ikari is L'tzarech Gavaya. The Ikari is for the mitzvah of Sreifas Truma. The Hanoz, he says, the Hanoz Hedyot is bottled to the Tzarech Hedyot is bottled to the Tzarech Gavaya. That's a different Svara than the Riva. The Riva Svara was that it's also Behano. Just the Torah wasn't makbid b'shas shreifa if you're nene. We said it has been. Because the Yisrael is going away, so the Torah is not makbid that you should be nene. But be'etzim, it's also ba'ana. So that can't be Echel Nefesh. That's not what the Ri said. The Ri said a difference for L'chatchila, he started off. His maskan is going to be different. But he starts off saying, Tzorech chedit is always bottled to Tzorech gavaya. This is the same thing by Nedarim and Nedavos. Tzorech chedit is bottled to Tzorech gavaya. But then the Ri turns around and he says, it's not true. Because you're allowed to be tshayla pesach on Yom Tov. And if your dalit is, if you weren't tshayla the pesach erev Yom Tov, you could be tshayla by the Lel HaSeder. When erev Yom Tov was Shabbos, that's what they used to do. They would be tshayla by the Lel HaSeder. But tshayla HaPesach is not only tzarech chedid, it's also tzarech chavaya, because it's a korban. So you see that tzarech chedid is not bottled to tzarech chavaya. So Truma Tmei is the same thing. Yeah, it's a mitzvah to be Seref Truma, but it's also a Hano. What's the difference? If you could be Tzayil of the Pesach, even though it's also a mitzvah, it's also part of the Seder HaKarmel. So why can't you burn Truma Tmei by the same token? So Taisus says, that it's Taka not true. He's Chayzer. The Ri is Chayzer, and he says, Tzarech Hedid is not bottled Tzarech Havaya. And in the Chanami, Minat Torah, you could burn Truma Tmei. It's only Gzera Otu Kachim Tmei. Then he said, why is it different than the Dorman and Davos? The Dorman and Davos, you can't be Karav. Why don't you say, if Tzarech Chedid is not bottled to Tzarech Kavoya, so it should be Echel Nefesh? He said, no, that's different. There, B'shas Shechita, it's not Mutter Lehedyot. It's only after the Zrika that it becomes Mutter Lehedyot. Mishulchan Gavoya Kazach. So there already, I look at it as being primarily Tzarech Kavoya. Taisus Vayas, this is all relevant to Pshat and Taisus Vayas. What does Taisus Vayas say? Taisus Vayas says, Taisus Vayas asks,
Why can't you burn chametz?
The gechalim are going to be mutter. The gechalim are going to be mutter. So it's eichel nefesh. Once it's burnt up, the gechalim are going to be mutter. Lefi Rabbi Akiva, that it's mitzvah to b'sreifa. So Taisus answers, well, let me read the svaru. First, he says an answer with svaru that the Torah said that you do touch b'su even if you don't need the gechalim. Unami came in the tchilas havar and yochel yohamis menu. Since b'shas havar, you can't be nana. Afal gashi yehelo yehanomi menu la'achakach. Even though later you'll be able to be nana. Also, come in the dorm and the dovish and cave and be up to the madam, rafi sheshim, Michael Hedy to the safe, Madashoi, Shoimi Lashem. So Taisa says that since Bishas Tchilis Havor, you can't be nana, so Mimela, it's not called Eichel Nefesh, like the dorm and the dovish. Shashkita, you can't be nana, it's only after the Zrikot. So it's like the dorm and the dovish. So Samachanim asked, what do you mean? That's a rule? You have to be able to be nana b'shas ma'isa? You have a lot of melachas that you do on Yom Tov, and you can't be nana right away. Lisha. You need the dough, you can't be nana, you have to bake it first. A lot of melachas like that. Shchito, you can't be nana right away. You have to salt it, you have to ask to stop being mefachesa. A lot of things that have to, a lot of other processes that have to happen before you can eat the meat. So the Dovah Mavav explains that this taisus is like the taisus in Beitza. It doesn't mean that that by itself is enough. The fact that I can't be nana now, I can only be nana later. It means when you're talking about a tzarech kavoya versus a tzarech hedyot. So if b'shas ma'isa, the tzarech hedyot is, I could be, the hedyot could already be nana immediately, then the tzarech hedyot is not bottled, the tzarech kavoya. Like tzliyas ha-pesach. It's a tzarech kavoya, but I'm also doing it for me. So I'm doing it for the Ribbono Shelam, I'm doing it for me. But where b'shas shchita, you cannot yet be nana, like the Dorim and the Dovah, I can't be nana b'shas shchita. I can only be nana later. So then I say that's an indication that the shechita is being done primarily with tzarech chedit and not with tzarech chedit. Since the tzarech chedit is only be later, it's only for the sake of later, and the tzarech chavoy is ready now. The shechita is a ma'aseh later right now. So then I look at it as a ma'aseh that's being done with tzarech chavoy and not for tzarech chedit. If it's only tzarech chedit, the tzarech chedit can be delayed gratification too. But when it's a tzarech chedit together with the tzarech chavoy, and the tzarech chedit is only going to first be possible later, and the tzarech chavoy is already shayach now, that's called the tzarech chavoy is primary. So that's what Taisa is saying here as well. So by the chametz, yeah, I can be nana from the gecholim later, but I can't be nana from it until it becomes gecholim. It's not like truma tmei that b'shas says it can be nana. I can only be nana from the gecholim later. Only be nana from the gecholim later. But the mitzvah's beer is right now. So then I look at it as primarily the mitzvah of it's a tzarech kavoya, not a tzarech chedyot, and therefore it's not eichel nefesh. What about lefi d'riva? I think it's also good. A different reason. It's tak also bano. Chametz is also bano. Elamai, the beer is going to take off the israno. That's the svar of the riva. The Torah said that it's also bano. The Torah wasn't makbid later if you'll be nana from the gecholim because they're no big paka. But right now it's also bano. If right now it's also bano, that's not called the nechel nefesh. I'm not even sure. Maybe Taisir means the riva. Yeah. The difference in the Ri and the Riva is that Lefi the Ri, it's a question of time. If you could be Nana right away, then it's Eichel Nefesh. If the Tzarech Hedyot is going to be later, and the Tzarech Kavoy is now, then it's not Eichel Nefesh. By the Ri, that's the Ri in Beis Chav Zayin. By the light of the Ri, Truma Tmeya is Eichel Nefesh. Because you could be Nana now. Right away, and therefore, really is eichel nefesh. It's only din derabbanan. that you can't do it on Yom Tov, it's only din d'rabbanan. The feed the riva is not only a question of time. It's not only a question of time. Even by Tumah Tmeah, it's true you can be Nenah right away. But fundamentally, it's also Banah. You can only be Nenah because Isanah is being Pakal Yidei the Sreifa. So that's enough to make it that it's not Eichel Nefesh. You could be Nenah, even if you could be Nenah right away. It doesn't matter. You could be Nenah right away. But since it's Osir Banah, I can only be Nenah because the Isanah is going away through the Sreifa. That's what it calls Vayikpi the Torah. That's not called the Malachas Eichel Nefesh. The Feed the Riva, you would not be allowed to burn chametz even if the gacholim would be right now. Taisus says that you can't burn chametz. It's not a chol nefesh to burn chametz because the gacholim are only going to be later. The heter gacholim is only going to be later. The fidei rabbi don't need that. Even if the heter gacholim would be right away, like by Tumah, but since fundamentally it's an isra hanah, and it's only mutter to be nena because the isra hanah is pakal gedei the sreifa, then the shreif itself can't be considered eichel nefesh. And that's why you see the Ri doesn't have. That's why the Ri doesn't have. Yeah, if I only had the Tosfos and elsewhere, I would have been mesupik. Why is the Ri chaylik on the Riva? Is he chaylik because he's chaylik on the Havon of Tumah Tmeah? He holds that Tumah Tmeah is not also b'hanah? Or he agrees that Tumah Tmeah is also b'hanah? But if he could be nena right away, he thinks it's still eichel nefesh. But from places by us, you have a gilui. The Taisa Bayah says by Chametz, which is for sure Mutar Bahana, Asur Bahana. And it's only that the burning takes off the Isra Hanah. And yet Taisa says that the reason why it's Eichel Nefesh is because the Gecholim are not, because the Gecholim are going to take time. The Gecholim are only going to be here later. The Tchilis Havar and Yochel Yohana Semer. Afagav Shehelo Yohana Mimero Lachak Achakach. So that's not called Eichel Nefesh. But Lu Yitzur, you could be Nene from the Sreifas Chometz B'Shas B'Yuroi, then the Ri would say that's Eichel Nefesh. And that's good for what the Riva is Chaylik on. The Riva holds, no, that would also not be Eichel Nefesh. That's what's going on by Tumah Tmeah. It's also Banah. The Hesek is Matarit Banah. And that's not, that can't be called Eichel Nefesh. Yeah, I think that's the fact. You can't say the Havar is Litzarech Eichel Nefesh. I'm not allowed to go to the Havar Litzarech Eichel Nefesh. The Shem is also Banah. How could I go to it and burn it Litzarech Eichel Nefesh? I'm not allowed to be Nenah from it. Once I burn it, immediately the Yisrael is Paka, and then I could be Nenah from it and do Eichel Nefesh with the heat, with the flame. But I can't embark on burning the Tumah L'Shem Eichel Nefesh. The Tumah of Etzem is also Banah. So like Peter Torah, once the Sana goes away, then I have access. But you can't go and L'chadchila say that enterprise is an enterprise of Eichel Nefesh. Then you're violating the Sana. What? Shechita of what? No, everybody agrees you're allowed. The Gemara says you're allowed to shechita on Yom Tov. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Even the Ri, he says only when it's Tzarech Havayah with Tzarech Hedyot. And I normally, so he says when the Tzarech Havayah and the Tzarech Hedyot are simultaneously, then the Tzarech Hedyot is not bottled to the Tzarech Havayah. But when the Tzarech Hedyot is later and the Tzarech Havayah is now, then the Tzarech Hedyot is bottled to the Tzarech Havayah. That's Kayin and Mishulchan Gamayah Kazach. Okay, fine. Okay, we have to go back there.